Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Many parts of our world love parades. Do you? Especially parades with lots of people and even animals participating. Parades in the first century usually celebrated some royalty person like the Caesar, or a military victory conquering new territory. Parades like that were normally well planned, giving people ample opportunity to gather for the celebration. But today, let's join a spontaneous parade that may be one of the most significant parades of all time. Yesterday, we visited a dinner party given in Jesus' honor in the town of Bethany at the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, the man Jesus had recently raised from the dead, remember? John tells us it was the very next day after this dinner that this great spontaneous parade took place, according to John chapter 12. The other three gospel writers tell us Jesus sent two of his disciples to the village ahead on a special and unusual mission. What mission? Matthew describes it this way. Go to the village ahead of you, and you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, tell them the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. Matthew chapter 21. Pause and let that sink in. Thievery was frequent then, as it is now in your city and mine. Might this donkey borrowing be compared to automobile theft, which is so rampant in our day? No. And let's look more deeply at this scene to see why not. The disciples, I presume, were totally oblivious to what was happening here. But I see three important things. Do you see them? First, Jesus could actually see a scene unfolding in the town quite a distance ahead of them. A man was tying up his donkey and colt, so Jesus knew exactly where to send his disciples to get these animals. Jesus is not limited by geography or distance. From his royal throne in heaven, right now, Jesus can see and is watching all that is taking place here on our planet, down to the smallest detail, and Jesus is talking with God the Father about what he sees. That's why Jesus is interceding for us, even right now, according to Romans chapter 8. That comforts me. What about you, my friends? Second, Jesus had a plan, and he invited two disciples into his plan. Jesus could have waited till they arrived in the village ahead and untied the donkey himself. But Jesus loves involving his people in the accomplishment of his plans and purposes in our world. And it will happen all around the world today many times. Might you or I be invited today by Jesus to be part of something he is accomplishing where we live? I learned this very powerful truth about God many years ago, and it changed my life. Since then, I've tried to live every day alert and available at any moment for God to invite me into what he is doing. Pause. Did you hear what I just said? Third, did you notice Jesus anticipated the owner of the donkey might be reluctant if he saw two strangers apparently trying to steal his animals. But Jesus was going to do a work in that man's heart, even from a distance, to involve him in this exciting story. Now think about that. Have you learned to look for the evidence that the Spirit of God has gone before you in preparing the way, even changing the attitudes of people, especially if you sense you are going into something God is doing that is important? Dr. Luke tells us the two disciples did as Jesus told them, and they found the situation exactly as Jesus had predicted it would be. They found the donkey and colt right where Jesus said they would be, and yes, the owner objected initially, until the disciples explained who wanted to borrow the animals. That's important, friends. Don't miss it. We need to be on the lookout for evidence that God is at work today, where you and I are. You probably know this spontaneous parade as the Palm Sunday donkey ride of Jesus over the crest of the Mount of Olives, down across the Kidron Valley, and up to the eastern side of Jerusalem. It is described in all four Gospels, Matthew chapter 21, Mark chapter 11, Luke chapter 19, and John chapter 12. May I point out one unique thing from each account, and may I urge you to look for more? Matthew makes the point that Jesus, riding on that donkey, was in direct fulfillment of the specific prophecy recorded 550 years before in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Matthew 21, verse 4 and 5. Normally, conquering kings rode in chariots or upon beautifully adorned horses, but donkeys were animals of poverty and hard work, like being tethered to a grinding stone. So what statement do you think Jesus was making by riding on a donkey that day? Mark chapter 11 tells us Jesus returned to Bethany to spend the night after his triumphal parade. We assume that would be again the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Luke tells us Jesus wept over Jerusalem as he approached it that day. Why? He could foresee the destruction of this great city, including the majestic temple of God, which would happen only about 40 years later as the Roman army demolished Jerusalem. But Luke quotes Jesus' explanation as to why Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. They will not leave one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. Luke 19, verse 41 to 44. The refusal to acknowledge Jesus as Messiah by the Jewish people, especially their religious leaders, was what unleashed God's judgment on Jerusalem once again, as God had done in 586 BC with King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, when Israel refused to hear God's prophets or abandon their idols to worship only the God of Israel. John tells us who the great crowd of people in this spontaneous parade were. Thousands of people who had come to Jerusalem for the Passover festival, many of whom knew of Jesus' resurrection of Lazarus from the dead, according to John chapter 12. And John tells us the people shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. John 12, verse 13. The people were proclaiming their confidence that Jesus had been sent to them by God, and that this Jesus, who raised people to life and healed every disease, could save Israel from Roman tyranny. So they enthusiastically shouted their hope that Jesus would become their king. It was a remarkable event, seen by thousands, the shouts heard miles away, and recorded by eyewitnesses so the world could memorialize this event with annual celebrations around the world. But let's close today with this question. What does that spontaneous parade, which happened about 2,000 years ago, mean in your life and mine today? How is the hero of that parade, Jesus Christ, affecting your life and mine today? May I urge you to find the time to read all four accounts and put yourself in the parade that day, my friends. Invite Jesus to help you see something you've never seen before.